Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is 6:09. Listen, if you're heading to the Secret Show today, make sure you get there on time or, you know, before noon, because if you're wearing a costume, you want to be in the costume contest. They're judging between 11 and 12. Actually, they're picking finalists between 11 mm-hmm. and 12. So they're going to look at every costume as they come in the door, and they'll be handing out laminates to people who they want to
Got
be finalists.
Early then.
Get there early.
Show's at 12.
Show starts at 12. And actually, the show starts even earlier than that, because I think Scott Capro is going to get on stage before...
No, he'll get on at noon.
Oh, he's getting on right at noon?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Okay. Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be so packed, we're going to... It's going to blink.
Like,
we'll
fly
be all,
by.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I know.
Always
Time
does.
For pictures.
So Scott is going to be there. Rudy's going to be there.
Rudy's just hanging out. He's not performing.
Right. Johnny Moses is going to be there.
Hanging out.
Just hanging out.
Mm-hmm.
Who? Anybody else? No hot ass Danielle. I'm sorry to say, everyone. It's very disappointing. Very
well, she didn't get tickets.
So. Yeah. So she didn't get to go. I did break the news to her yesterday. She was like, oh, bummer. I'm in Miami. I was like, oh. Okay, great. Sounds like you're all right then. Sounds like you'll live. Anyway, today, very exciting. We're heading over to the punchline.
We have a text, Sarah.
Okay.
408 has texted in. So sorry to hear about your Whitey's passing.
That's not my Whitey. That's a different Whitey.
Are you sure?
I'm positive, yes.
My
Whitey,
my
Whitey
guy.
Was not 89 years old.
Right.
My Whitey's my age. Maybe a year older.
Your first love, Whitey?
Mm-hmm.
Is not James Whitey Bulger?
No, he's not Whitey Bulger.
From the crime
nope.
family?
No, nope. The Departed and
right.
and the Black Mass.
Right, yeah. That was him.
All this time I thought that was the guy.
No, nope. No.
There's more than one Whitey in Boston.
Anybody with the last name White is named Whitey. And if you have white blonde hair, you're also named Whitey.
Oh.
Yeah.
There was a Whitey out of Alcatraz, and he was a bank robber.
Oh.
Is that your Whitey?
That's not my Whitey.
Oh,
no,
right.
My Whitey is, he's a great guitar player, and he was a painter. So I don't know, house painter.
Oh.
I don't know if, he ever robbed any banks. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know how much money he was making with the guitar playing and the painting, but, you know, as far as I know, not a bank robber. Game of Thrones.
Yes.
Not only do we have one final 6-episode season coming up, is it April?
No, it might be July. I just read some rumors the other day that they're doing extra special effects. I think
can
every
you look and just see if you can find any kind of confirmation when that's. It's got to be.
It's either April or July.
Okay,
everyone.
Great. Thank you.
One of the
next
two.
Year for sure.
Uh huh. Yeah. I mean, you know, we have some time to wait.
I think each episode costs them $10 million.
Yeah. Well, each episode is supposed to be movie quality. Hopefully, it'll be closer to movie length. If they have a bunch of six, if it's 6 42-minute episodes, I'm gonna be pissed.
Are you gonna kill someone?
I think you can expect 2 full episodes where nothing happens,
shh,
and it's just.
Don't.
We're waiting to do something for the next episode. Watch us walk somewhere.
Well, there's some sadness involved in the ending of that show.
Yes.
But there's some good news, too.
Yes.
HBO has tapped Naomi Watts to star in their upcoming Game of Thrones prequel.
That's the Australian lady?
Yeah, she was in the new, what's the gorilla one? King Kong.
Yeah.
I actually love Naomi Watts. I think she's great. She used to be married to Liev Schreiber.
Yeah,
that's right.
Right. Yeah.
It's at the pilot stage right now, so it's not done. And I don't know if that means that they're getting ready to do a pilot, or they're actually shooting it, or they're just casting. No title yet, but it's set thousands of years before the events of the original show.
So, do we have any idea who she is?
No, but I had heard that the prequel was going to focus on the Targaryens. So, and I assume that there'll be dragons, because weren't there dragons for thousands of years?
That's
and...
good. Dragons are good.
Not a lot of details on her role, except that she's playing a charismatic socialite hiding a dark secret.
Socialite?
That's what they're saying. I mean, nice. they don't even have electricity in Westeros. but she's a socialite by candlelight.
Hey.
She brings some clout. She's had two Oscar nominations for 21 Grams in 03 and The Impossible in 2012. I didn't realize that she'd ever been.
That movie is so intense.
Which one, The Impossible?
You know what that is,
no,
right? That's the tsunami in Thailand and that one family.
Oh, my God. I think I did see that.
Oh, my God. The whole time you're watching it, it's, you know, there you are on literally the most beautiful resort probably in Thailand, and all of a sudden a 200-foot wave comes, and everyone is pushed separate directions. The mom, the dad, the kids. And you got to just hope and pray that you can miraculously find each other in where everyone is dead around you. Mm. Oh, and it's a true story, too. Oh, my God. You got to watch it, Vin.
You loved it?
Oh, incredible. Ewan McGregor is so good. The kids are phenomenal. And the sets. Oh,
I never even heard of this.
Thinking of, it was nominated for Best Picture, too.
Now I'm thinking this isn't the one I saw. I thought I saw a Tsunami one with Matt Damon in it.
Oh, was he in one?
I don't know. But I did see a Tsunami when it could have been this one. This particular prequel, untitled, Game of Thrones prequel, is one of a couple of successor shows that are in the pipeline. So there is no word on whether or not this one will actually make it to production, but they're going to shoot a pilot. HBO has said none of these shows will premiere until at least a full year after Game of Thrones ends anyway. So
a full year.
Just something to look forward to, I guess. Still exciting.
This is a horrible thought, but I'm just going to throw
it
out there. Do you ever think about the guy who's like 95, who's like on his deathbed?
And loves it. And
loves Game of Thrones, but he's like, am I going to make it to July? I think about that all the time.
Yeah.
You do?
All the time.
There was a guy who was on his deathbed, and he wound up getting to see the first
Star Wars.
Well, that was a guy who had cancer, though, and was dying young. Right. The 84, dude, you got your run.
No, I want to see Game of
Thrones. No, you got your run. We all get
our
run.
Final season. Come on. It's the final season.
Dude, sorry.
Come on.
Final season, though, after all that time.
Yeah.
It's like the first guy to inhabit the planet. You've had plenty of years. Relax.
Oh, no.
It's never enough.
Game of Thrones owes you what?
One more season.
Screening.
No.
I mean, it has been. Has it been a year since the last one aired?
At least. God, we've been waiting forever.
Was it last summer that the last one, the last season aired?
We're going to go ahead and say yes.
The 84.
You don't think about that.
I don't think about him all the time either.
I think about that guy all the time.
So earlier this week, I saw a story about a man named William Daniels. And I didn't do the story because I was like, I didn't watch Boy Meets World. I don't know who Mr. Feeny is.
Oh, Mr. Feeny, yeah.
So, but then as I was reading more about this story, he's the voice of Kit from the original Knight Rider.
Oh.
And I was like,
Michael.
Now I can do this story.
Funny.
Now I actually care about it. So William Daniels is 91 years old.
You got a voice of Kit ready, Bryn? Come on, you got to play that.
All right. I don't have it.
Kit, for Knight Rider. The show is called Knight Rider. David Hasselhoff.
Knight Rider with a K. K-N-I-G-H-T. Just K-I-T-T.
And play a little bit of the theme song, too, bro. You got to play that theme song. Oh, everyone. Yep. Just lean back. You're 5 years old again.
So, but Bryn did watch Boy Meets World, so he totally knew who Mr. Feeny was.
Oh, God. I missed this.
Oh.
Don't you?
Missed the Hoff?
I missed the
song. I loved this show.
Bryn, you ever hear this before?
Yeah, I have it pulled in my library.
So we must have talked about Knight Rider.
Yes.
You know, I want to say they were making an updated Knight Rider. I'm not sure if that came and went.
Sounds right.
One still watched that.
Well, if they can update MacGyver.
They can update anything.
That's right.
Hey, you got Kit's voice?
I'll be back.
Michael. That's not a wise decision, Michael.
Is that like the first one?
Must be. It's introduced to Kit. That's hilarious.
Yeah.
I was alive when that was made. I am dusty. How old does that sound?
Really old.
It sounds so old.
It was an 80s show,
Oh, man. That
Jesus.
Sounds...
It reminds me of like, it was like around the same time as Miami Vice or even Love Boat and
that
Fantasy
sounded...
Island.
That sounded horrible.
That does not hold up.
Was it before Baywatch or after
82.
Baywatch?
Oh, it had to be before.
Way before.
Oh, my goodness.
September 26, 1982.
Funny.
Mm. It had three seasons.
Oh,
four,
that's it?
Four seasons.
Yeah, but back in the olden days, they used to do like 32 episodes a season. So,
right.
You know, there's probably 1,000 of those shows. Mm-hmm. That's math for you. Anyway, Mr. Feeny on Boy Meets World and Kit, the voice of the car on Knight Rider, is 91 now. And over the weekend, he stopped a burglary at his house by turning on the lights.
Turn on the light. Turn on the light.
So it happened Saturday night. He was at home with his wife, Bonnie, who's 89. It happened at like 9:30 at night. But they're old people, so I'm sure went to bed at 8. And, and the burglar probably thought, oh, look, there's a dark house. There's nobody there.
It sucks.
So somebody forced their way into the house, forced the back door open, was in the house. And so Mr. Feeny, or Kit, or William Daniels, heard that there was someone intruding on the house and just started running around, making noise, and turning on all the lights and scared the person off.
Wow. What's up with all the burglaries going on?
People want free stuff.
Yeah, people want to, or they want things that they can sell for meth. Other things, right. So he spooked the intruder, and he or she ran off. The police don't have a suspect, and they don't think that Mr. Feeny was specifically targeted. It was just a darkened house. Mm. They're both fine, and they have been beefing up their security system ever since.
Yeah, they're both not fine. Some dude was in their house. Mm. Their every sound now is going to be like...
Yeah, they're physically fine.
Sucks.
Especially, Jesus, I mean, 89 and 91. Mm-hmm. Like, oh. And it's good that he could run around.
You know, the bed thing's the one that gets me, too. There you are, you're lying prone, you're sound asleep, mm-hmm. you're in... Like, could you be more vulnerable?
Yeah.
Your blankets aren't going to protect you. Like, you might have them pulled to your neck, but that ain't protecting nothing.
Yeah, that's true.
You're just sitting there.
We do
you're
have to shut it all down. No one stands guard, ugh. You know. Yeah. You just have to keep your alarm system up to date. So it looks like they're going to get that.
Yeah.
Because someone just walked right in.
Jason Bateman was one of the people that got his start on Knight Rider.
Oh, really?
Jason Bateman, really?
I think so, yeah. Hmm. I'm looking up a list of
celebrities. Was he just like a child?
Yeah, of course.
The biggest opening weekend in the history of opening weekends.
Star Wars.
No.
Oh.
It's not. It's not even a movie.
Oh.
It's a video game. But they compare it
I read about this morning.
It's crazy. You know what's funny, though, is that because this one was over an actual weekend, like it came out on a Friday and had the weekend to do it, there's actually a bigger opening than this one, but it happened on a Tuesday. And so it was like its first 3 days were a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, so that one doesn't count.
What?
I know. So here it is. The video game Red Dead Redemption 2 had the biggest opening weekend in the history of opening weekends. That includes anything that opened over any weekend.
Bigger than movies.
By far. It took in $725 million worldwide, which tops the previous weekend opening record holder, which was Avengers Infinity War, which grossed $640 million worldwide in its opening weekend earlier this year. So the highest grossing entertainment launch of all time, though, was not over a weekend. So these guys hold the weekend title, but it's Grand Theft Auto 5. That made $1 billion worldwide in 3 days.
So wow. The trip, I believe, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but the trip on that is the same company puts out both those games.
Yeah. They've had
They're
some good
crushing.
Times.
Crushing.
Rockstar Games.
They're crushing it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if they're here. Are they here?
I don't know.
Anybody?
I don't know.
They're wherever the hell they want to be.
Have you eaten lunch at Rockstar Games before?
I might. There's a rock something I ate at. Hold on. Rockstar Games.
Is it Seal Rock Inn?
Hey.
Like, there's
that's
a stock
in New York City.
Oh, yeah. There's a stock that's doing well.
Yeah.
Should we look up Snap? Or no.
sure. I wouldn't mind seeing what that's at.
You don't want to know.
I don't. You know, the stocks. They're killing me.
What's it at?
640.
It's gone up.
Though. Oh, that's good.
We're
up.
Green
it's up
this
by
morning,
cents.
Everyone. But you know what? The threat of that interest rate hike has got everybody just tripping so hard.
When are you going to buy Sarah and rescue Vinny?
What?
You said you were going to buy when it reaches when a certain
price. I think we said $5.
I thought you said $5.50.
Oh, was it $5? All right, $5.50.
So the lowest it's been is $5.80.
Damn it.
Oh, get in the boat. It just keeps going up.
Come on.
I'm not getting in the boat. Climb it. Not getting in yet.
Oh, my God.
What?
I saw a picture this morning. Speaking of boats, did you see this picture?
Mm-mm.
It's a picture of the Titanic from the front. The Titanic before it, you know, went to the bottom of the sea. And then behind it is a modern day cruise ship, which is, you could put 100 Titanics in it.
You're kidding.
It's wow.
You know those cruise ships are...
Oh, man. I'm looking at that picture.
It's ridiculous. Yeah. It's just so...
They are enormous. When I come around heading down bay, like you can see them from forever away. Uh-huh. Like they're just so giant.
Well, I saw it, but I'm curious if it's the same one.
Oh, holy cow. That is incredible.
Yeah, that's it.
It's three times as tall, three times as wide. It's unbelievable.
Oh, Bryn's got it too. Yeah, it's just trip.
Who knew?
They did.
Yeah.
Now we do.
I'm out of time. And I'm looking right at a Metallica story.
I'm looking at a Journey story.
Oh, I can't wait to hear it.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Halloween. Alice in Winterland is right around the corner, featuring One Republic, Leon Bridges, and Michael Franti. I was talking to Michael Franti last night. I texted him to say, I'm so psyched that you got it added to the show. This is great. And to remind him that it's our anniversary. I'm not sure.
Meaning what?
We met him at Bimbo's at Winterland.
Oh.
So, but
neither
one of us could come up with what year that was. It was either the first year that you came back, 08, or it was 09.
Shortly
afterwards.
On our website, because we all took a picture and we were like in the kitchen.
If Yuzette was there, then it's for sure 09.
Oh. Were you there when we first met and he had that old girlfriend?
Yeah. I remember.
So it must have been 09. Mm-hmm. He said that he has that picture hanging in his studio of us. Yeah.
How sweet.
I know. I was like, oh, what an honor.
He does have it. I see it every time I walk in.
It's a good picture of you, actually.
I don't think it's the kitchen one, is it? That's a good picture.
Not the kitchen one. It's backstage, right?
Is it backstage? I don't know. Oh.
There was one picture that got taken of me at Bimbo's that I was like, oh my God, that's the best picture ever. I use it for everything.
Do you?
Yes. Funny. Anytime I have to put a thumbnail in, I'm like, oh, I'm going to use that one.
Well, I think we're thinking the one I'm thinking of is really good of you, but you're a little, you may have had one or two.
Who, me? What?
Let me see if I can find
it. That's ridiculous.
Michael Franti.
At Winterland?
He sent me a video. He sang happy birthday to me.
Oh.
I was like, oh my God, thank you.
He's so great. Anyway,
he's
been added to the show. There are very limited tickets still available, like a handful. So get them before they're gone by going to livenation.com or keep it here on the Alice. We have a pair at 7:30. And then throughout the day, there are more chances to win.
Oh, come on. I'm trying to find the picture of you.
Oh, don't bother. It's fine.
Ooh, speaking of birthdays, today is Diamond's birthday.
Oh, my God.
Diamond.
1 year old.
You remembered.
I did. Well, I wrote it down in my book, and I have Isla's birthday for tomorrow.
What are you going to do for your kid's birthday?
Just a year ago, I remember leaving the secret show, heading to the hospital.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
we kicked you out of Grumpy's so you could go to the hospital.
A quick stop.
Your wife is in labor.
Right.
Go to her.
Yeah, it should be fun. We're going to take her around for a minute. Just a couple houses. And
Halloween?
We've been celebrating the whole week. Kind of, you know, how Yuzi does it.
Oh, no, I don't do it like
every
that.
Day for the whole week.
Oh, that is
be
so
her
not
birthday.
True. What That's Uman. That's not me. That's Uman.
I like a birthday period.
What's Diamond dressing as again?
Yeah. Oh, she's an elephant. I have a picture of it somewhere.
What are the odds you're ever going to dress her as a diamond?
That would be so funny.
How would that work?
Oh, my God.
That's possible. We'll see how that goes as she gets older.
That's great.
She could be like a diamond on a ring.
Hopefully the nickname doesn't stick.
Well, it is going to stick. Doesn't your dad call her diamond?
Yeah. I'm never going to let that go.
Me either.
Yes. She'll grow out of it, though, I'm sure.
Diamond?
No. According to who?
We'll see. Do you still call?
Oh, sorry.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by your mom.
Thanks, Mom.
Here's what's happening. I've got great news, Hooman. Great news.
Oh, great. Everyone duck and cover. Here
no,
we go.
What are you talking about?
I know how you are.
You know how I am.
We know you.
We know you.
Jesus is still number one.
In terms of what?
Jesus. Nobody can say no. Nobody can say no.
Don't touch your friends.
Jesus. Jesus' birthday specifically is still the number one holiday in America. Beating the devil's birthday today.
This is the devil's birthday.
By one. So
don't do this.
Halloween is creeping up on
You're telling me that Halloween is the number two
holiday in America.
Well,
in
terms of what? July. Halloween's an occasion.
Yeah,
holiday.
Sarah,
oh my God. Just an occasion.
It's the number two holiday in America.
What is that? Like, what's the? What are they basing this on?
Participation. In part on what people spend for the holiday.
Well, yeah. Halloween because will never catch Christmas.
Well, right. It's Jesus' birthday versus the devil's birthday. Well, right now, like, Jesus is winning.
But the devil's breathing down his neck.
I feel like we've lost Christmas to the secular. I mean, a tree, Santa Claus.
We're all pagans.
You can't even see a Merry Christmas anymore without everyone losing
their ass. Happy holidays.
Yeah, you can.
That's ridiculous. There is no war on Christmas. Christmas, everyone loves Christmas.
I say Merry Christmas.
Even people
all
who
the
don't
time.
Celebrate Christmas are like, yeah, it's fine.
Oh, no, we all for up signing off on it.
I'm fine with it. Don't worry. Don't worry. I've said it's okay.
Like, Donald Trump went ahead and put Merry Christmas in his cards, and, like, everyone lost their minds. How dare he put Merry Christmas in Christmas cards?
Why are you turning my positive Jesus wins story into a Donald Trump thing? Like, this is
Jesus wins.
This is great news for you. You just won.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Mm.
The devil loses, and Jesus.
Oh,
wins.
Sweet Jesus. When Jesus say yes, nobody can say no. Jesus say yes,
nobody
can
say no.
Didn't see that going 4 minutes. I guess I'll move on to something.
Can say
yikes.
No when Jesus say
can I get some spooky sounds, please?
Oh, spooky sounds.
Should we lower the lights? You got that ready?
You have that? You got that?
Distant moaning.
According to a new survey.
Okay.
One out of three men and one out of five women say they have lived in a haunted house.
Oh.
The majority of them say they didn't know the place was haunted when they moved in, but they for sure found out.
Hmm.
The way you know your house is haunted is the strange noises.
Could be rats in the walls.
Or a ghost.
Or a raccoon on the roof.
Or the Walking Dead.
Or just a creaky floorboard in the wind.
Or murder.
Oh, boy. Nah, it's none of those things.
Getting an odd feeling. These are the signs.
I'm just trying to not be scared.
Hauntings.
Yeah.
Getting an odd feeling in certain rooms in the house.
Oh.
I feel like someone's touching me. Get off me.
Stop touching me, ghosty.
Why?
More to the right, ghosty.
What?
What? Oh.
Is that water in the background?
Who knows what it is? It could be blood.
It's blood on the walls.
It's a ghost whizzing in the corner.
Oh, boy. It's a rotten ghost.
Is that water?
I just told you what it is. Stop asking, punk.
Is that ectoplasm?
What? And the pets in your house start acting weird.
Oh.
Inexplicably barking at nothing.
Mm. Drooling with glowing red eyes and sharpened fangs. And you're like, doggy? And they're like, what? Oh, sorry. Sorry. Oh,
who are you?
Oh, no. Ooh, that's a scary sounding dog.
Here are the... this is not scary. Okay. This is good.
Okay. Right.
This is good news. No, it's not a game. It's not a game. I don't have $5 with me today.
Don't worry, I have a tally sheet.
Oh, I can owe you?
Yeah. Why, you want to play a game?
No, I just said no game. Oh. Here's...
Jesus.
Happy Halloween.
Here are some of the chains where you can get free or cheap food today.
Okay. Oh.
Krispy Kreme will give you a free donut if you're wearing a costume.
Oh, that's very nice of them.
Chipotle will get a $4 burrito if you're wearing a costume.
Oh. What do they normally cost?
I don't know. That's just
$4. Sounds... They're normally $5.
Oh, a dollar off. Okay.
I don't know.
Like $7 or $8, I think.
Baskin and Robbins will give you $1.50 scoop. No costume required.
That's like a junior scoop, huh?
I don't know. I always go small.
I would want the small scoop anyway, yeah. $1.50 though. That's a good price. Sorry, I guess. I get a pint for that.
7-Eleven, buy one, get one free pizzas tonight.
Who's going to get pizzas? A pizza from
7-Eleven? Bryn and Yuzette.
Oh, my. Bryn, would you eat a pizza from 7-Eleven?
I go for the hot dogs and nachos there. Come on.
Would you have a pizza from
there? There was a good-looking pizza at the 7-Eleven.
I've never had pizza at what, 7-Eleven.
It looked good. I
not
was
that
over
I
there
wouldn't.
With
I
my sister-in-law. And there was a big pepperoni pizza sitting there in the warming drawer thing that they have.
Under the lights.
You know, and I was like, that's a pretty good-looking pizza. I had no idea that they did a full pizza. What's clinking?
You hear that? Did you hear that?
Oh, my God.
It's his computer.
Oh, dummy.
It is.
Is it Thomas the Train?
No. Google has a Halloween game on their front page. I'm going to play it real fast.
All right. We'll see you next break. Thanks, buddy.
I hope you win.
This is an important warning for all of you parents out there, okay? This is not a joke. This is not meant to be nonsense. You're 43% more likely to get hit by a car tonight. 43%.
Yeah.
They say
it's hard for drivers.
Children
tonight.
Between 4 and 8 are 5 times more likely to get hit today than on a regular day.
Tonight's a good night for a leash. Yeah.
Make sure drivers can see your kid. Glow sticks, flashlights, whatever you can use to make sure they're visible to others.
Yeah. If your kid's dressed like a bush or a traffic cone, you know, keep them out of the street. Sometimes people aim for traffic cones.
Watch out for drunk drivers. A government study found they cause about 14% of all the casualties associated with...
And people do party on Halloween.
People being hit by cars on Halloween. So that's a big part of it, is the beers starting at lunchtime.
Yeah, so be careful. Everybody Uber if you're coming to our party.
Right, because we're raging today.
Yeah, we are.
Day drinking, yeah.
So and make sure.
No, Day Tripper. It's a Beatles song.
Oh.
Just want to know for the future.
There's not a song, though, Day Drinking?
Well, there probably is. I mean, it's so popular. There must be songs
about
it.
I used to love it.
Like, what's this? Is such a funny thing to just be lit at like 8 in the morning or something.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Like, I could sleep this off and go again. Hmm. Let's do that. Make sure your kid's costume doesn't make it too hard for them to walk. And that they can see through their mask, because that's another big injury.
Right.
On Halloween, is your costume trips you up.
You fall off the curb into the path of a car. No good.
Right. And
look at that. I'm thinking, why don't we do a little day drinking?
Who's this?
This is Little Big Town.
Oh.
I think we play some of their hits.
Day drinking. Nice.
Yeah, I've been to their concert before.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I like
Which one of the girls is singing that one?
The ultimate rankings of the best and worst Halloween candy are...
Oh, candy corn number one.
No, candy corn's not in the top 10.
Oh, that's a travesty.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cup is number one.
Candy corn
makes the top 10 for worst.
Oh, stop.
And is only beat out by Circus Peanuts.
Oh, I like those too.
What's that?
I like, you know, they're those orangey...
A bag of peanuts.
No, they're the big orange, like nougat peanuts. They're like...
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm positive.
You don't mean it's a bag of peanuts?
No.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Peanuts are orange. They have like an imprinted or an embossed peanut.
Oh, it's a candy.
It.
I see. It's not actual peanuts.
There it is right there.
I hate those things.
I love those things.
Is it a gummy?
Yeah, I do. And it
they're
is
like marshmallow candy. They're
yeah,
saying.
But they're like a little bit firmer than a marshmallow. They're more like a.
They're bogus.
A bit of snap to them.
Look at that.
They're delicious.
Bright orange.
I love
well,
those.
Anyway, they lose. Circus peanuts are the worst candy. Candy corn's next. Wax
Why
cola.
Do people hate? Oh, I love those.
Dude,
I love the wax.
Is there
cola
anything
bottles.
You say no to?
I'm not sure. Let's hear the list.
Necco wafers.
I love those.
She does love those.
Tootsie Rolls.
Oh my God, I love Tootsie Rolls.
Smarties.
I like a Smartie. Smarties.
All right, well then, there's nothing that you have to worry about. You'll
I'm gonna like
out.
It all.
And that's a list of the worst, right?
That's the worst candies right there, the ones I just read.
Peanut Butter Cup's a good choice for the top of the list. I would go Almond Joy.
I had 3 Peanut Butter Cups yesterday.
Oh my God.
John has really hidden the candy well this year. It has not made its way into my path.
And I had 3 peanut butter cups knowing those damn cinnamon rolls are coming in here on Friday.
You'll be fine.
What'd you say about cinnamon rolls?
I said I had 3 peanut butter cups yesterday, knowing I was still going to have some cinnamon roll on Friday.
They're coming on Friday.
You'll be fine.
We have a little food coming this morning too, Vince.
What?
Oh yeah, we have some food today too.
I have a question about the 3 peanut butter cups.
Yeah.
Did you have 3 peanut butter packs or 3
cups? No. The 3 individually wrapped cups.
Were they Reese's or organic kind?
They were Reese's.
Don't do that face, Sarah. Please don't look at me like that.
Organic.
There's a small ones too that are wrapped with foil.
I'll bring in the organic ones.
I like those ones.
Yeah, those are nice.
Those are actually, but you know,
I like the full size.
Those are more compact. Makes you feel better if you eat 3 of those as opposed to.
Oh, I'll eat 10 of those.
Yeah, I was just going to say, do you stop at 3 of those though? Because that's
a handful. How many can I fit in my hand?
Nobody eats those.
Yeah, they do.
Let me see it. Are they any good? Fair trade. Oh, give me one.
They're okay.
Is that a set of 2? Yeah, give me one.
My secret stash.
It's like
a secret stash. I'll split it with you, Vinny, and we can try it together.
I don't want any.
Let's try it.
No, I already have food coming.
Want to split
it, Izzy?
Right.
I'll split it.
All right, here. Oh, my God. They're shaped like a heart. That's adorable. You cannot. Oh, there we go. I did break them.
Our text number is 800-400-3697.
Sorry. It's not as good.
A lot of people have texted in thank you. To Sarah and her so sorry for your time of loss as Whitey Bulger has passed.
Mm. Oh,
Whitey
very nice
being
of people.
Your love.
That was a different Whitey.
I know, but it's so funny that many people are like, Whitey, I thought of Sarah. Mm.
Thanks for thinking of me.
415 says, so I step away from my computer for a meeting and apparently missed the Scott and Hooman fight. I hate when work interferes with important things.
Yeah. Mm.
Mm-hmm. It was so, like, tense. I loved it.
You loved it?
I did.
Yeah, she's the one that started it. Of course you loved
it. I didn't mean to start it.
You didn't?
I didn't. I was trying to be funny.
Well,
I'm never trying to get anyone in a fight. I'm never trying to. Oh,
yeah,
are you kidding?
Right.
You love
stuff.
You love awkward and crunchy.
Queen. Me? What? The
queen
what?
Of.
What? You're crazy.
Passive aggressiveness.
I've been framed.
Da, na, 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 na.
707 says, Yuzi, you look beautiful in that color.
It is a great color on you.
Sort of a peachy,
Is that your shirt you're wearing with your costume?
No, not at all.
Man,
I wish I would have brought another top to put under that costume because it's see-through.
Oh, you wear that top.
Don't worry about that, Yuzi.
I just threw everything in a bag, and I was like, oh, my God. As I pulled out the top this morning, I'm like, oh, God.
So what are you going to do?
You can leave that shirt on.
She's going to wear the costume and it's going to be fine. Yeah, Everybody calm down.
I'll put some tape over my...
You don't need to tape anything.
Don't tape,
it'll be fine.
Don't do anything.
I'm going to have a look at that.
Don't you get involved.
We don't need her Sarah's opinion.
Keep her out of it.
I'm wondering if you can't just leave that shirt on underneath it.
Dogpile Sarah.
I know.
Let's look at it right now.
What are you eating?
What are you eating?
He's eating a banana.
What's coming out of the trash?
The top songs in the country at this moment.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.